According to Terry Shoemaker, Associate Executive Director of the Utah School Boards Association, 6 leaders in 24 years is considered a lot of turnover. J.J. Ehlers, the only board member remaining with more than a year's experience, asked a very direct question.
Do we have a reputation nationally or within the state as a school district with other superintendents? I mean, do we have any sort of reputation out there that
it is not,
we need to be aware of?
So it is not unknown that superintendents have come and gone here. I think that's the easiest way for me to answer that question. Now, I'm also very well aware there are times when the relationships have worked out beautifully, and they're just, people are leaving because they just want to do something different. That's a whole different experience. Yes, the answer to your question is, yes, I wouldn't call it a gigantic issue. I would call it is known that this school district has had some challenges keeping superintendents for some time.
In order to attract and retain strong district leadership, Shoemaker says it's important board members all understand their purpose and role in setting district policy.
The board's typical role, it's also in state statute, is policy. Policy development, you approve the warrants, you create a strategic direction for the school district, you publish that, you make it very public, you work with the public, you represent the public. The superintendent's role is then to develop the will of the board into action into the school district. And when those roles get messed up a little bit by individual board members getting maybe more involved in decisions or pushing agendas, that creates conflict too, and that's difficult.
KPCW's Leslie Thatcher interviewed board member Petra Butler and asked her about the board's role in keeping superintendents.
Does the Park City School Board overstep its role by involving itself in the administration of the policies and kind of dictating how the district is being managed?
No, I would completely disagree with that statement, Leslie. I think there is a level of accountability that this board wants to hold the administration and the superintendent to. I don't think it's any different than any other previous board. I just think it's a little more recognizable because we're asking a lot more questions that were probably asked in the past. But I think we are a very cohesive team. I think we're working very well to get through all the issues, specifically the policies that we're dealing with. And so I think it's a really good process that we've developed, and I think we're working well together.
Butler says the community has high expectations of district leadership. In a November Board of Education meeting, one parent accused Conley of lying about an event occurring at McPolin during a lockdown. Another parent stated the district leadership had done nothing to address communication issues she identified a year earlier as part of a strategic planning task force.
Irene is, I've had the opportunity to talk to several superintendents in Utah, and unfortunately, Park City does have a reputation for keeping superintendents for a short period of time. And one of the reasons that I've heard overall is because we have a very demanding community. And so I think that's something that that our community needs to be aware of. I think perhaps we need to start looking at different expectations from within our community. And it's something that the new superintendent that we bring in needs to be well aware of.
The board is seeking consulting services to assist with the superintendent search process. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.